Shalom Aleichem of B'yah 15613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tamura Daf Chav, Tamura 20b, pagination is 40. We'll start about 8 lines from the top, Masnisin at the Mishnah. The Mishnah states, Tamuras Asham. If a person made the Tamura of a carbon Asham, an Asham is a certain type of atonement carbon, and like all other carbonos, you're not allowed to make a Tamura, but in some cases, it does take effect. And that's the case of Tmuras Asham. So the Mishnah tells us, Yiru ad sheyistoavu, on the next line, we put this animal out to pasture until it gets a mum, because you can't just bring it as a carbon, because there is no Asham, there's no violation anymore. You fulfilled your atonement through the first carbon. So this Tmuras Asham is extra sanctity, which we don't quite know what to do with, so to speak. So we wait till it gets a mum, v'yimachru v'yiplu damav l'nedava, and you sell it, and its money will be given to the Beis HaMikdash treasury for karbanos nedava, for voluntary, extra karbanos, non-obligatory karbanos, and they will be brought at the convenience when it's appropriate. When the Mizbeach is slow on karbanos, they will bring these karbanos, and that's an honor to the Mizbeach. Kayitz HaMizbeach, when things are slow, everything falls into place. It's a nedava. We'll skip the first dissenting opinion for simplicity, and we move on to the next opinion, for Rabbi Elazar Omer, and Rabbi Elazar says, Yavi bidameha olos. The owner should bring a carbon ola with that money. In other words, the money indeed becomes a nedava type of thing. It's a voluntary now. And indeed, that's what's done with nedava money. It's an ola. But Rabbi Elazar is saying that the owner is going to bring a carbon ola with this money. Similarly, Asham Shemesu Bailov Shekipru Bailov, if you have a case, not Tamura, but any case where there's a carbon Asham in front of us, and it can't be brought as a carbon Asham because the person no longer needs atonement, either because the owner died before the animal was brought, or because he brought a different animal and got his atonement through that. Once again, we have this sequence of machlokes. The first opinion is Yiru ad sheyistoavu v'yimachru v'yiplu damav l'nedava. Let it graze until it gets a mum, a blemish, and then it'll be sold, and its money will be used for karbanos nedava from the public. And that's indeed how the Rambam paskins. We'll skip the middle opinion again, and we'll go to the next one. For Rabbi Elazar, Omer yavi b'dameha ola. You bring a carbon ola. You, the owner, sell it and bring a carbon ola. And the Mishnah asks, by way of explanation, v'halo af nedava ola, when you say that the money should fall to the Beis HaMikdash treasury as a nedava, it's going to be used as a carbon ola. Uma ben divrei Rabbi Eliezer, divrei Rabbi Elazar, divrei Chachamim. What's the difference between this last ruling that says that he should bring an ola and the Chachamim who say it'll go to the Beis HaMikdash treasury and will bring an ola, which is essentially when you say nedava, that's what you mean. It's going to be brought as an ola. Ela, what's the explanation? Bismanchi ba ola. If it's brought as a personal carbon ola, which is the wording of Rabbi Elazar, bring it as an ola. So mechaleo, he does smicha, he leans on it. It's his own carbon. Umevinesachem, he brings the libation unesachem mishalo from his own. Imaya Kohen, if he's a Kohen, avodasav oros shalo, he's entitled to do it himself. The service, the carbon. Uvizman shi nedava, in contrast, if we say it's a nedava, it's going to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's a voluntary, it's true, we end up using it as a karban ola, but it's not his karban ola. Nedava means it went to the Beis HaMikdash. Eina samach aleo, he does not lean, and no one leans. The tzibur doesn't lean either. Ve'eina mevi aleo nesachim, he doesn't bring libations, but libations are brought in a sechel mishal tzibur. The public fund supports that. Afa pishu kohen avodas avodah mishal anshei mishmar. And even if he's a kohen, the service and the hide resulting is going to go to the kohanim on shift because it's viewed as a voluntary karban from the community. So again, if it's his own, it's voluntary, but it's viewed as his own. If we say the word nedava, like the first opinion, and the Rambam Paskins like, it goes to the communal treasury, and we bring karbanos ola also, but it's a very different ownership dynamic, because it's coming from the tzibur. Rashi, Kol shabachatos mesa ba'asham tira. We have a rule. If in the karban chatos, that unusual case of five chatos mesos, that we lock the door on the animal and it dies, that was by karban chatos, by an asham tira. It grazes until it gets a mum, and then it can be sold. On the last part of the Mishnah, where we said that if the owner is a kohen, he can do the service himself. So the Mefarshim make reference to the psukim in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Ches, in Devarim, Pasuk Vav, v'chiyavo ha-levi. When the levi will come in this context, it means a very specific type of levi, a kohen. And he comes b'chol avas nafsho, whenever it pleases him, to the Beis HaMikdash, and he will have the opportunity to do the service. This is talking about a case where it's his own karban, chelek kechelek yochelu, and it will be divided as a portion appropriately. Levad mimkarav ala avos, except for what was bartered between the families of Kohanim. So in general, there was a division so that only that family of Kohanim that was on shift would get the service and the benefits, the hides. On regel, on Yom Tif, everybody was equal, if it's unique to the regel type karbanos. But when a kohen himself is bringing a personal karban, he has the ability to say that he wants to bring it himself and get the hide for himself. And that's the contrast that our Mishnah is doing. Besides the fact of leaning, and besides the fact of who's going to pay for the libations, the nesachim, the difference that if it's a kohen's karban, he will be allowed to bring it. But if you paskin that it's nedava, that the money gets designated to the Beis HaMikdash treasury, then when it's being brought, it's not belonging to the kohen, and therefore he does not have the right to preferences as to who is going to bring the karban. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.